Sunday Shir Chaf.
Mom was looking for a mokoy, and the case of Kiddushin belongs to the father. The Gemara wanted to learn it out from the Yotzah Chilom and Kesef. And Kesef lo'odin zeh, but yesh Kesef lo'odin acher. And the Gemara shlugged it up. That ve'im eledido. Then the Gemara came with a svore. Hashtiu mekadosh lo'dichsivis biti nosati lo'ish hazeh ve'i ishok lo kaspo. Was it v'anem milektano? Now the maskon of the Gemara is Elo mistapre v'chikomemayet yitzir v'kavoso komemayet. So Rashi learns pshat. The Gemara is answering yitzias eirusin dum yedi yitzias amo. V'lemeima di yesh kesef. Uma yitzias amo yivriyo in kesef lo'odo in denafke mirshusi yiko omar kro. Af miyo di yesh kesef de kro. The daig li yitzias eirus in yesh kesef mishiyotza emenu komar v'haynu yitzias ab. So the tzushtal is like in yitzias amo ivriyo en kosef lo den zeh aval yesh kesef lo den acher. So it's money to the father that she's yoytzefa yesh kesef lo den she yoytzes emenu. There's a kesef to the father that she's yoytzef in the father is a kesef. Here also, and to the Odin, that she's Yoitze from the Odin, be Yitzias Eirusin, she's Yoitze from the father, so it's money to the person that she's Yoitze. So the answer is Ve'eim Ledido. So here's the answer. It can be Ledido, but it's Dumya the Omo Ivriyo. There the money goes to the person that owns her. Here also the money goes to the person Yitzir the Kavosoko Memat. Frek the Gemore Ve'oloidami HaYitzir LaHayitzir. Hosom nafkele mishus odin legamri. Vohi akatre mechasa mechir lechupo. And the Gemara beaforas nedorim mi nafkele mishuse. It's not naira muroso avir vabailo mefirim nederer. So the Gemara says, dear by the odin, she's yoitze and gats. It doesn't work for her anymore. It's yasa, vohi kohamadi, it's yasa, it's yasa, it's yasa, it's yasa, it's והקטו לנפקה משוסת אב למייס ירדיים ולירוש אותו עד שתיכנס לחופו. והפורס נדורים מי הנפקה למשוסת שני אוכל להופר לבד. עשתה לתלמיד הרעש בו, יעסס, למייס, she's not יועצה, the ball can't be made for without the father. So where is the יציא? זה איפה הייתה תלמיד הרעש בו. So תלמיד הרעש בו says, בעצם מוז יועצה. אבל פארד הטרד doesn't want to give the Orus, the Ganze Koyach. Well, the Torah doesn't want to give the Orus the Ganze Koyach. So the Torah left Epis by the father. The Sarosh says, the other Nusach, Chatzi Yetzia, is also Epis of Yetzia. This is the answer of the Gemara. So when you learn the Gemara, the Pshat, you have a shtikula Ore. The Gemara has a kashe. Olo idami ha Yetzia la Yetzia. Also nafkele mirshuse legamri. Ochele nafkele mirshuse legamri. Da'akate mechuse mesire lechupa. Why the Gemara didn't ask this question Gimel Amud Beis? When the Gemara wanted to learn it out, Yitzias Amo Ivriyo, Kiddushin Yitzias Amo Ivriyo, and Kesef Lo'odin Zeh, Aval Yesh Kesef Lo'odin Acher. Why the Gemara didn't say V'holoidamya? How you could learn out and kesef biyetziya zu aval yesh kesef biyetziya acheres holoidamya? It's not the same. Why the Gemara waited to ask this kasha here? So you could answer al derech hashas. The Gemara could have asked it. She asked a better kasha. Ve'im eledido. Ve'im anem ilektano. She finished with all the cheshbonos. she's back to the pasuk. She starts to knei charayin in the pasuk. But the emes pshat al darach Rashi, I think, is before we didn't say yetzia de kavoso. We didn't say that it has to be the same. We didn't say yetzia de kavoso. What we said, v'yotzochinam en kesef is a diuk ein kesef, extra word. Ein kesef la'odin zeh, but ish kesef la'odin achem. Doesn't mean that it has to be exactly the same. And this yetzia is no money to the other. And a different yetzia is money. Has to be exactly the same. But when the Gemara has ve'eim eledido, maybe the drosha is there's no money in this yetzia, but there's money in a different yetzia. But the money will go to her. So no. It has to be a match. Dumya has to be exactly a match. This is the Gemara's kasha. Has to be exactly the same. The kasha is that it has to be exactly the same. That it has to be a match. For the Gemara, v'holoi damya. But it's not a good match. There is a yetzia legamre. Here is not a yetzia legamre. It's not exactly the same. So it's very gishmak. Before the Gemara Bichlal didn't try to say that it's the same. The Gemara tried to say, Yesh kesef lo din achet. Say that. But now you're telling me a match. A match? It's not a match. It's not exactly. When you say, Father, do me the ba. It's not a match. This is the way Lechul to learn Pshat, Pshat et Tove, Alibe de Rashi. In Tesis HaRosh and Ksuves, as Mevuer, a whole different pshat in the Gemara. Rashi said, Yetzir de Kavosoko Memayt, there is the Odoin, here is the Odoin, the father, so we match. Ein kesef le'Odoin zeh, but a different Odoin gets money. The Odoin there is the Odoin, he doesn't get money. Here is the father, he gets money. So it's not Sam Yesh kesef by Yetzir. First we learn the Gemara, Ein kesef. B'yitzias shichu, yesh kesef b'kiddushim. To who? Now we say it's exactly. Zok tanei. The Gemara answered, Pirush, svoru. The legamre memayet lo medinach yitzia. The osim en kesef lo dinzel b'yitziyosu, v'kudu ninachi b'yitziyosu. V'lochi nami gamrinim ha'yitzia. Ma osim benayi rochi nami lewi od... ושוב אין לו רשוס במאי זה יודע הילכך הוסם גם בעוד נפקה למשוס עוד אין לגמרי sorry, the next piece זאת את תסערו של כסורס what is the Gemara's קשה? So לפי רשי we said it's not a match you said a match, it's not a match why we didn't ask before? No. We answer תסערו של the Gemara's not asking it's not a match she's asking a לונדש שיילה. There, the other lost her completely. Dinu shimhoyo kesef iya shel other. Aval ochi akatir mechasa mesira lechubo velo yotzum rishus av klal ve'eino imafsid klum imken lomo iya kesef sheloy. So that they say Rosh and Ksuvas, the Gemara is asking along the Shashayla. What is the Tzushtel? There ain't kesef lo dinzah because if would be money would be a reason to give him. He lost the daughter. He lost his shivcha. But here the father didn't lose nothing. Why money will be his? Umeshani, ba'foras nedorim mi'enafke le'mirshusay. Hilkach mafsin b'yetzir zu. V'dinu shi'akesef sheloi. Why is exactly his mafsin they have here in the Agoras of Talmid HaRosh? Tries to explain. I don't know why the father is mafsin when she gets married that he can't be made for nedorim. But this is the Mahalach of the Teis HaRosh. So the Gemara of the Teis HaRosh said a new Mahalach in the Sugya. She understood that he has to lose money. Afraid the Gemara is, it's not doing a misvore. Not stam. It's not the Zolba match. It's not doing a misvore. You said that it has to be exactly. Lemais, it's not exactly. Fifth Teis HaRosh, we're asking a Kashi Belomdas. What is the kasha belomdus? There's no reason to give him the money. You want the mechadish now to give him the money. He's not losing. Why to give him the money? There's no reason to give him the money. This is the Gemara's kasha. Now, we'll see the Tesis. Yitzirika b'sokim emat. Tesis brings down a new pshat from Rabbeinu Chananel. Pirush Rabbeinu Chananel, Yitzias amo ivriyem me'odoyim shu eis ne'urim, afkan nairo. Now, Rabbeinu Chananel learned that this Gemara is not an answer on the kasha, the eimel edido, maybe the money goes to her. It's a kasha on the second shlav of the Gemara. Maybe the posuk is only on a ktano, but gdoyle the posuk is not talking about. And the Gemara answers, Yitzir the kavaso, benayra muroso she's yoitze dear, and the Gemara benayra and shivcho she's yoitze and she's a nayra. And on that we have a drosha in kesef lo dezeh mish kesef lo racha. So the posuk is talking not about ktano, the posuk is talking about nayra. And ve'im eladido, we already answered, you mekadosh lo. But the Gemara is kasha now, ve'im e'anani lektano, is on the posuk from ve'en kesef. So the basis, mi usuge, lo imashma ochi. Shehu tzorach lilmed v'yem nairus mairi. We learned that when the Gemara asked, ve'im e'anani lektano, was legabi that the father can be mekadosh, gdoilo. Tadish i'in nafsho v'tishkol kaspo. Now that we were asking a kasha, if the posuk of en kesef is benairus or begadlus. אלא מנון עוד הכסף דהווי הארד וניר לפורש לקרשי יציא דקבסו כרגון מרשוס עודן אם היה שם כסף אני לא ייתן לעודן שיועץ ממנו כמו יקי כאן כשיש כסף ביציא מרשוס אב דהווי הארבי תגמור על אנצי יציא דקבסו not the age so what is the כבסו if would be dear money it would be to the עודן so here when is money it goes to the father he's the עודן he's the יציא דקבסו He's the Yetzir the Kavasot. Chayin mashma loshen akushi. What is Chayin mashma loshen akushi?
Where is that question?
Chayin mashma loshen akushi. So in the Meseres Hashas, the being a girse, Chayin mashma loshen akuntas. Rashi says it. Rashi says pshat. That Yetzir the Kavasot, Rashi is learning pshat in Yetzir the Kavasot. What is the pshat in Yetzir the Kavasot? Pshat in Yetzir the Kavasor, Rashi is Masbir, that the Kavona is, like if would be money dear, it would go to the other, so the money that we have here will go to the Father. This is the Pshat in Yetzir the Kavasor. Very Gishma. Aber, first, Tehdi Shalosh Nakushya. And also, if it's Rashi, it's not Mashma, it's Mefurash. The Torah says we stick to our gears to the mashma loshen akushia. And what is the pshat? If you both pshat with what we said. If you Rashi, we explain what is the Gemara's kasha? V'aloidami hayetzir lehayetzir. What is the kasha? V'aloidami hayetzir lehayetzir. Dear the money, dear the father gets it. She's yoitzel, I'm sorry. And the other one, she's yoitzel legamre. Here, she's not yoitzel legamre. Here, Yoitze Legamre, by the Odoin, by us, it was not Yoitze Legamre. Holoidami. We asked the Kasha, so why you didn't ask this question before that it's not the same? We said before, we didn't try to say that it's the same. We just said, Ein Kesev La'odin Zeh. Yesh Kesev La'odin Zeh. Yitzi Acheres. Abo Ve'im El'adido. Now that you want it to match, fighting more, it's not matching. State that I wanted to match. So state clothes that I want that the money will go to the father. If the answer is the age, there's no shaykhis to match. The posuk spoke about nairo. If you're telling me that the answer to the Gemara was you asked the kasha ve'im eladido, what is the answer? You answer me ve'im eladido. The answer is no. Dear, if would be money would go to him. Here it also goes to him. For the Gemara, a match? It's not 100% match. So we see in Loshen Akushia that we decided that it has to be a match. So obviously the sugya is talking about the money. And we said, why the Gemara is asking? Because you said that it's a match. I'm asking it's not a match. So what does it mean the match? That the money goes to the father. The Filetes is Sarosh also. What was the kasha? There's no reason the money will go to the father. He didn't lose. Bishlei medir yitzir legamre. He lost. Zog teis arosh. Svoru shamom in yilach eilov. Here mechet teis. Ah, so the mefurish in Loshen Akushya that the Gemara understood that we came to say that the money is going to the father, and we asked the kasha, but there's no reason that the money will go to the father, because dear, the other lost. So if it will be money, it will be a svara that he will get money. Here the other did not lose, the father did not lose, so it's not a svara that he will get money. So it's mefurish in the Loshen Akushya that the Gemara understood in the sugya here that the money is going to the father. Teisus HaRosh in Ksubes and Teisus HaRosh by us asks a kasha. Why the Gemara did not answer that she's yoitze legabei achilas truma? That when she gets married, she can eat truma. Why it's better from Aforas Nadorim? Why it's better from Aforas Nadorim? What? Well, because it's legamri. For sure it's not so better, because it's only by Koyhanis. We'll see that Teisus HaRosh will speak about it. But it's better because Aforas Nadorim is only Chatzi, especially if you Teisus HaRosh. And Achilas Truma, you Yoytze legamri. It's a kasha of Teisus HaRosh. So Teisus HaRosh answers two terutzim that only he could answer. One teretz he answers that we said that the Gemara's kasha was not stam holoi dami, and she answers it's epes dami. Here she's yoytze legamri, here she's yoytze chetzi. If it has to be a match, it's not exactly a match. Teisus HaRosh learned pshat that the Gemara answered that misvora has no reason to give the money to the father. Bishleim beshivcha as a svara to give the money to the other because he loses the ma'aseh yodai. Masha'enkin kan, we didn't lose. The father did not lose. This was the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, he lost. He lost epes that forest nadorim. Tamin HaRosh, she doesn't know what is exactly the loss, but he lost. Zog the Rosh, aber in truma the father didn't lose. The father didn't lose. She cannot be oichel. But the father didn't lose. We will see later, maybe is a svara that the father lost. The father didn't lose. So what will be the answer of the Gemara? I said, Dr. Rosh, l'shitosi, that I'm learning, that the Gemara didn't stop answer match or not match. That is a svara that the other will get the money because he loses. Mashenken by father, it's not. Lahochi nami loy mishani li nechilas truma mi anafke le mishusoy. Im baskoyim le nisasu le Yisrael. Kriise. Mishum de boi lashkichu shav nisa bi yitzi yazu. Shein yochel ofer nedoreo. Do me the yitzi asodoin. Ober that she cannot eat by achilas truma, it's not called the hefzer of the father. As is a Teisus HaRosh. Inami, ashmi inen din ashove bechol anoshi. So it means stop. It's shav b'chol anoshim and more from that. Ari be'eshes Yisrael, lo yitzu achilas truma is a hefset. But be'eshes Yisrael, the father doesn't have that loss. Ari be looking for a loss, not looking for a ma'ase yitzia. Teisus HaRosh has two terutzi. One terutz is the shitosi that it's a hefset. Achilas truma is not a hefset. Inami, even if it is a hefset, we want to say davar hashav b'chol anoshim. Why want to say davar hashav b'chol anoshim? That's such a kasha. But could be more from that. It's not a semen. And we explained that the reason the father will get the money because he's losing. Meishas Yisrael is not losing. So Memele, we want to say something that he's losing all over. Yeah, maybe it'll be a loy plug. We call Mekoyim the Teisus HaRosh Sai by us and Sai in Ksuvis, and Teisus in Ksuvis also as Miramizit. They have this kasha very shver. Why the Gemara answered that it's a yetzir legabe achilas truma, legabe aforas nedorim, and the Gemara did not answer that it's a yetzir legabe achilas truma. And why is this? The Teisus HaRosh by us blind mit akasha. I'm explaining again. The reason it's better because aforas nedorim, we see Talmid HaRashba and Rishonim Avei Matazar, Samot Neteres, it's not a real yetzir. It's not a real yetzir. It's not a real Yetziyah. Vala is not a real Yetziyah. So say Achilas Truma. It's a much better Yetziyah. It's a much better Yetziyah. And it's a Rosh Neshitoso Yotzvei Mehalchim. Neshitoso Yotzvei Mehalchim. Neshitoso Yotzvei Mehalchim. I mean, Rashi, we can't say this Mahalchim. Rashi didn't say. Rashi said, Yitzir Kavosoko Memai, it has to be a match. Frank the Gemara, it's not exactly a match. So the Shaila is, so why the Gemara didn't bring down Achilas Trum? Akash. And the Agoyes of Rami Shishmuel and Teisus HaRosh, he brings down from the Briskerov, the Briskerov Shal the Akash. Lechure, Achilas Trume is not called a Yetzir. Zaloche Baskoyen Kisir Leish Zor, he Betruma Sakot Shim Loitoicha. The Baskoyen marries the Ish Zor, but the Baskoyen marries the Ish Zor. She can't eat Be'achilas Truma. She becomes a Zohar. What is the Shaykhis to Yetziyah Mishus Ahav? Zagna Beskirov. When she's 20 years old and she didn't get married, she's allowed to eat Betruma? The father dies, she's allowed to eat Betruma? So no Shaykhis to Mishus Ahav. As a deal, when she gets married, Kisiyah Le'ish Zohar, she can't eat Betruma. You see, Leish Zor, she can't eat Betruma. But there's no Shaykhis to a Maisi Yetziyah. So how, what are the Shaykhis? Why the Gemara said that for us the Dorim? Mishas Eirusin, she's Yoytzim Ashus Av. Say that she's Yoytzim Ashus Av Legabe Achilas Truma. Frank the Muskerov, Achilas Truma is Nishkin Yetziyah. Achilas Truma is not a Yetziyah. Kisir Leish Zor, if she's not with the Izor, she can't eat Betrum. She can't eat Betrum. So it's a halacha. But it's not called a Yetzir. It's not called a Yetzir. It's a kushi chamur moed. So it's magia on Teis HaRosh, when it's a Teiras. Zogt Reb Nochem, Muchach from this Teis HaRosh, the big Yisrael of Reb Nochem. That Vaistois, that a Baskoyan could eat Betrume from two alochas. One aloche because she's a Baskoyan. She's a Baskoyan. A Baskoyan could eat Betrume. Chutzim the aloche that she's a Baskoyan and she could eat Betrume. Chutzim the aloche that she's a Baskoyan and she could eat Betrume. She's also Birshus Ovio. She has two dinim to eat. When she gets married, she first loses the shame baskoyen, but adayin she could have eaten mitzah that she's birshus avia, like avdoi, shivchosoi. But as another aloche, val as a yetziyeh, she can't eat. So two reasons happen when she gets married. She becomes ois baskoyen, and chuda she becomes ois baskoyen is a yetziyeh. Where's the nafkamina? So lo yitzir l'moshon. Even if lo yitzir would be no yitzir, she would eat betrume. So why she cannot eat betrume? So when the pasuk says, "Baskein kizir leizor, he betrume sakotchim lo itoicha," two halachas happen. She becomes ois baskoye, and as a yitzir mishusav, and as a yitzir mishusav, we need both.
So if one halacha she could still eat.
No, yeah, if she had one of the halachas, she could eat. Luyutsu, she was stable, she was Av, she could have eaten. Even if she's not a Baskoyen. Like Avdoi could eat, Chamoyroi could eat. Where's the Nafkamine? So Rab Nochem Bodan, as Chidush Rabbeinu Chanan el Pantiel, says that, it says in the Pasuk that Nois Aroin ate Betruma. Vayikro Yud. Frank Rabbeinu Chanan el Ben Pantiel is one of the Rishonim, how they ate Betruma. Arei, when the Momoishach Aroin, they already were born. So how they became Kohanim? They're not a daughter of a Kohen. They were born before the father became a Kohen. What? Because Hashem gave them it after it. So l'chura, how the Kohanis?
Who says they did?
Pasuk, but he was a pasuk. Hashem said they could eat, means that they could eat. Hashem said that the daughter of Aaron could eat. I said, no, it's Aaron. Pasuk is kipshutoi. Let the rice of the also could eat. And Moirel Aaron, tell Aaron, your daughter could eat the truma. No. Aaron and Bonov, Aaron and Bonov, the boy, the son has born. Zogt Reb Nochem, they ate midin bnois, midin b'rshusoi. Not midin bnois, they didn't have a din of a bnois koyen. A daughter of a koyen is a koyenes. She could eat. And she also could eat because she's b'rshusovia. So you're right, the daughters of Aaron that were born before Aaron became a koyen, these daughters could eat mitzad bnois koyen. So mitzad b'rshusovia. Mitzad Shem Koyhanes they don't have because they were born before the Mishra of Aaron. Oh, but they have the shame of Bnois Aaron Mitzad Birshusoi. Now, we have to clear if that Birshusoi finishes when she's 12, or maybe that Birshusoi stays forever. There's no Yitzhi on that Birshus. You have to know what to be the father's Nadir till when the Rishus stays. Oh, but the Baskoyan could eat Chutz from the Din. That she could eat mitzad that she's a koyenes, she's a baskoyen, she could eat mitzad she's birshus avia. And if she becomes a yizar, or the moshav of the yizar in the devil and a mishcha, but they could eat mitzad that the birshus avia. But did she get married? She's always birshus avia. What is so? Evid could eat. Why? Because he's birshus adoin. The daughter is Birshus Avia, she could eat.
So the Aaron who got divorced couldn't go back and eat them?
What?
Daughters don't have Birshus, like
why not? We're learning a Sugira. We learned Taisis Arosh, that there are Birshus. This is what we're learning now. This is what we're learning. This is what we're learning now, that the Rishus of the daughter is Michael Betrug. This is a Taisis Arosh. That he said that there were Birshus and was a Yetzir. In the Kerekas, boy, and I'm telling you now, how's the bus? Well, what is the problem? Who told the rabbi?
So the father says the daughter
to Akarin. What? Can't sell that reshus, you can't sell. Can't sell this reshus. Can't sell this reshus.
The daughters of Aaron got divorced. Didn't go without kids. Wouldn't go back to
Yishuv
again.
What?
The daughters of Aaron,
they
only
need. No. Fida, they will not go back. Before you asked me who said they ate. Now you're going to decide that they're eating when they got divorced. Huh?
I said, no.
Not midin reshus, midin baskoyen. So it's two dinim, it's two reasons. Well, she gets divorced. So you ask why you need the two dinims. I'll explain. You need a din. You need the din of Baskoyen when she gets divorced, she could eat mitzad Baskoyen. And you need the din of Rishus for Bnois Aaron. So you say it's only Nagia to then. Rav Nochem says, it's another Gemara in Ksuvis that you don't want this. Esser Koyanim. Esser Koyanim. Shenisarvu was 10 people, Koyanim, and one of them married a lady, and we don't know who is the one that married that lady. So the Gemara says the Koyan cannot be Oved Avoido. Because Beinen Zaroy Amiyuches Achrov, Loyvel Zaroy Bris Kehunas Oilom, Zaroy Amiyuches, he has to know who is his father. So even that he knows for sure that his father is a Koyan, but if it's not Zaroy Amiyuches Achrov, he cannot be Oved Avoido. As Meduik and Rashi Ksuv Esidom Udbeis, that Legabe Achilas Truma, they could eat Betruma. And the Ritter fragt, why? If it's not Zara Miyuchas Achrov, it doesn't have a Din Koyen. So, Cheshbon is doing the Suya. It's like the Nochem, if he just has, well, you're right that he doesn't have a Din Koyen. Oh, but she's Birshu Savir. She could eat Mitzah, Birshu Savir. Shikurim mitzad b'shus aviyah. Zog de meshechochme. Not only in a daughter, I'm saying this shtikel teire. Even in a boy, meshechochme is beginning in Parshas Pinchos. He says that Pinchos ben Elozo ben Aaron Hakoyen, before he got the maton of bris kihunas oilam, he ate truma midin ben koyen. That's a bigger chiddush. That even a ben could be b'shus aviv. So Meshech Chochma says that even a ben could be Birshusa. Yes. This is the Zabazach. We'll go and learn soon this week, Maisi Yedeh. Mikol Makayim, Selegabi Achilas Truma, she's Birshus of Viyah. Dahin, there's one din that you eat mitzah that the ben koyen, the bas koyen, he gets a shem kihuna, and that you have to be born to a koyen. If you're not born when your father is a koyen, you're not a son of a koyen. If you're not born when your father is a koyen, she's not a daughter of a koyen. She's not a koyenes. Aber she's birshu sovia. That is a mitzias. And if the Torah gives a schus to ben koyen bas koyen to eat mitzah birshu sovia, so even if the father didn't get the kedusha, only later the kid could carry on eating. The Mele, this is Be'etzim, the Yosef of Teisarosh. And the Mele, besides that she gets married, not only she has a shame Ishzar, she loses that Mele that she was Birshu Savio Legabe Achille. So while she loses this Mele that she was Birshu Savio Legabe Achille, the Mele, Freik the Teisarosh, why the Gemara had to say in the Dorim, the Gemara could have said Achille's Truma. Not because the Gemara Vaita. Freik the Gemara. V'hai v'yotzo chinom en kesef. It's missing in these two words, but Rashash adds them. Hai v'yotzo chinom en kesef. Lo'och yudah oseh. Ha'im boi l'kidetani, detani v'yotzo chinom en yimei bagres. En kesef elu yimei nairas. Rashi says that the Gemara lady will ask the Kasha if she's yoytze b'nairas, already she's not there in bagres. So why need a posuk, one on bagres and one on nairas? It's the Gemara in the end of the Omer. Omer avina im kein le'mikro on kesef. My aim, the extra yud. And kesef lo adin zeh, but yesh kesef lo adin acher. The diuk is from the yud. Umay ninu av. Umay de darshin en ochi. Then what? Now we darshin the yud. The tanya ve zera ein lo. Ein li el azaro. The zera ein lo, she goes back home. Ein li el azaro. Zera zera minayin, that if she has a zera zera, she doesn't go back to eat ba'achil as truma. Tamon lo imar zera ein lo, ayin lo. So here the belt has a mistake. They think ein lo, the aleph and the ayin change. It's not the pshat. Val is the extra yud, so it means ein. She doesn't have no zera at all. Ayin lo, check if it's taka epis. Oh, but not the pshat that the ein, without, this is what I'm not the pshat that the ein tells us to darshan the ayin. It's the aloha ein in ganzen, because the motion by us, we darshan ein kesef ze, when kesef. We're not darshaning the ayin. The ayin yel azera kosher azera posel min ayin. Tam lo yim azera ayin lo. Epes not. Freid di gemore vafakte le zera zera. How you could darshan zera posel also makes you not to go back? Zera zera lo yitzrich ko. Da bebonim arayim kebonim. So even if she has a ben, even if she has a ben, posul or ben posul, it's me'akev her to go back lechol betruma. So the moral, I need a posul for zera zera. Lo itzri kol lebonim arayim kibonim ki itzri kol zera posul. So you have a posul that even zera posul that is not a koyen, that is not a Yisrael. He spoiled her to go back to eat the truma. The time the gufa minon le dori shochi that is extra. I'm exceed me en bilo me en yevam me the lo exceed be yud. The lo exceed be yud. Shma minon le drosha udas. Shma minon le drosha udas. sagt Teisvis. Zera posul minayin. Oimeri, zera zaro posul koma. Okay, but she never le posulo, posul mena keuna, but it takes a little bit of rumor. He can lay the forest zera posul, mame shel zera zar. Sagt Teisvis, it's very geschmack, tak. That the drosha of zera eilo, that if she has a kid or einikol, she can go back lechol betrumo. Eli al zera kosher, zera posul minayin, tam lemar ayin lo. The Gemara has a kasha. I don't need. I already had to pay the posul for zera zara. The Gemara says, but what about kibonim? So the chiddush of zera posul. So the thesis we talk about zera posul, that is einikol. But a kid posul, anyway, she can't eat betrumo because how she has a kid posul, she was nivel al posul. There's another halacha that be as psul as poisul a isha to eat betruma. So first time bepshot the tove, it's good. So it comes out that the posuk of zera posul is on an einikol, right? And a kid you don't have a chetimtza. When you read the gemara, it's very strange. Ein li al zera zera zara min ein ein lo. Ein li al zera kosher the posuk ein lo. Fake the gemara, but I need a first posuk for zera zara. No, I don't need a posuk. Nebonim arayim kebonim. So why the gemara brought it in? The teretz is because if you want to speak on zera posul, you have to speak about the einikol. So the Gemara had to bring down zera zaro. You write that you don't need a posul, and then to darshan the posul gives zera posul. But before you spoke out that even zera zera posul, you can bring out the mute that zera posul is posul. Because if I don't know Zera Zera is poisel, so there's no echetimtza to say that Zera Zera apostle is poisel, it's anyway not enough kamine, because Zera apostle anyway she can't go back lechol betruma. This is Be'etzem the Teisvis. We have to know that the poiskim, high especially, this Teisvis is one of the big Teisvis in the Negea, la'aloch, mamash bektzorah, because we have to finish the Sugya today. Rebbe Chomel asked the Kasha. As a man, the Omar in the Poiskim, in the Achroinim, maybe in the Rishonim even, Nis'abro be'anbati. The issue was Nis'abro, not derech bia. So could be a chetimtza that the issue mu'uberes bezer apostle, but she didn't have a apostle bia. So, how Tezis could say that it has to be that the droshev zera elo? Ayin lo, then afilu zera apostle is poisel, means zera zera apostle, because zera apostle can't be because it was a bias psul. Lechure, as levun, what is Teisvis kasha? Ki yave echetimtze, nis'abro, zeh b'shem Rebbe Chomel, nis'abro be'anbati, the vlad could be posul, the vlad could be a mamzer, zera apostle, the father was a mamzer, so zera from a mamzer. And she was Nisaber, so the Zera is apostle. The Zera is apostle, but the mother was not Nifsa. So the Poiskim want to mechir from this Teisvis that Lu Yetzuya, she's Nisabro Ben Bati from a Zera apostle, the kid stops to become a Mamza. He becomes a kosher kid. The only reason that the kid is a posul is because the father made a beer. A beluya tsuya was not a maisa beer, and it was a zera from a posul. So, but while on a maisa beer, זה בכלל לא קושי, אני אסביר לך אחרי זה, זה לא מתחיל. זה היה זה יקר שזה יכול עם המזהירים להתאר. נגמור עושה, שייך את זה. שייך את זה. Nisabu man bati happens one out of a billion. It's not misyachas to the father. So it's not misa. The mele. So mele the achronim want the merchia from here that lo yitzuya was not a bias posul. The kid doesn't have a shame psul, and while the kid doesn't have a shame psul, while the kid doesn't have a shame psul, the mele tesis did not have a chetimtze. Tesis did not have a chetimtze to say that b'chai gavne the kid mashkachas lo zera posul. What was the sarkedaita? The sarkedaita was that maybe only zera kosher makes her to stop to become a kohenes. Nein, I want to be masvah because Reb Shmuel has salon de shekashe. Again, the Gemara says that if she has a kid, she can come back to be betachas reshus avia. The shame ketir leir zar stops her. So the Gemara maybe only a zera kosher. So connects her to husband. A zera posul doesn't connect her to her husband. So if she leaves her husband, she could come back home. As them state, no, she doesn't come home. Even a zera posul. For Ktei says, if she was nival posul, she anyway can't come back. So Ktei says, we speak about the Eidekul. She was nival to a kosher. Her son was nival to a posul, and he has a kid. So the chiddush is that kid, now her son is dead already, so that kid stops her to come home, even though he's in posul and be'etzim ki'ilu, we don't like that mishpoche. So I would think it doesn't connect her to that family. Kamash malon, but even so, it stops her. It stops her. So we ask, why Tesis did not say this is chetimtze? That she has a zera posul and it's not a beer by her. But meile b'chai gavne, I was a chiddush that the kid doesn't stop her to come in. The answer is, we hear the poiskim on mechiach that a zera on a maise bia, the zera is kosher. And you know that Marish, all the tshuvas of Moshe, everything is kimat giboy, is one of the biggest rayas, and all of these are zachin, le maise, the kid becomes kosher, doesn't make a difference where the zera came. Le maise was no maise bia, and the kid was born from a reim Yisrael, and the kashim lovi bekol. This is what the poiskim use, all sugi, kiddush and avdal. Zogt Reb Shmuel, Ozovsky, that belongs to Sigonish. That case, if the halacha is taken that the kid is kosher, so l'chure, this kid doesn't have a father bichlal. If the kid doesn't have a father bichlal, so we have to know this kid maybe will take it, not stop her to come back. Who said Taki that this kid? Look at you, Taki, the kid is not possible. Look at you, the kid is not possible. So we say, oh, the kid is kosher. B'chai Gavne, the kid is kosher. So he's asking a kash. I'm not going to have to always get your cheshbon the din. But he's asking, if that would be the halacha that the kid is kosher, could be B'chai Gavne, she goes back Lechol Betruma. He said he has a raya. And if we had a tzad, only a kosher kid stops. A possible kid doesn't stop. Why? Physically, she has a kid. He's a possible kid. He doesn't pull it to that family. I would think a kosher kid. She has a son from a father that hates Reuben. Reuben's son is by her. She can't be called back home. But a possible kid, we don't call her that she belongs to Reuben. If we say that b'chai gavne the kid b'chlal doesn't have a shame, so b'chai gavne l'chur la'alocha will be that she will go back home. I'll say that. I just want to mask at the end of the suya. Why is Gichajma tonight? As I frank Reb Shmuel, Pineda. As I frank Reb Shmuel, that l'chu'ure b'chai gavne, will be, not, maybe ain't a chanami. So maybe Ayin Olav goes to this case and doesn't go to Zerapostle. So if the halacha would be as b'chai gavne, what do you tell me? We don't want. So Reb Shmuel is asking: If b'chai gavne, the vlad is kosher. If b'chai gavne, the vlad is kosher. So v'meile, if b'chai gavne, the vlad is kosher. So b'chai gavne, we needed a pasuk to say that such a kid. It's poisoner. What do you say? The Gemara didn't want to remind me the sugya for such a kid. I mean, this is what you want Tesis to do now also. that the speaking of Vlad Post, the whole raya of the poiskim is why Tesis was not Maimi the Suge in such a modern case that never happened. Nisabu Be'anbati. So you want to mechiach that the aloch is that the Vlad is kosher. If the Vlad is kosher b'chai gavne, so fakat. So maybe Maimi the posuk to such a posuk, such a chetimze, and memaret that b'chai gavne, that b'chai gavne, she doesn't go back. Lo memamshich the Gemara. Zog the Gemara, ve'itzach lemichtov kiddusher leovio, ve'itzach lemichtov maisi yodeo leovio. The ikos of Rachmona kiddusher leovio, have a mine mishum deloy torcho behu. Aval maisi yodeo deko torcho behu, eime didoav. A very shver Gemara. These two pieces of Gemara already mentioned the whole time, but we want to go over the two starke kashas of Rav Kidei Eger. The Gemara wants that I will write Maisa Yodayim and I will learn Kiddushin. So the Gemara says, "Itz Maisa Yodayim Leovio, the Ikos of Rachmona Kiddusher Leovio." If the Torah will write Kiddushin, I can learn out Maisa Yodayim from Kiddushin. Why? Have a mina mishum deloy torchubu. She didn't work so hard, so the Torah gave it to the father. Aval Maisa Yodayim de Kotorchubu, Eime Didoav. Fregt Rav Kivei Eger, the Gemara had to say much better. Kiddushin, he's the Bailim. So he has to get the money. Maisa Yodayim, what is the Shaychus? She worked, she deserves to get money for what she worked. Kiddushin, it's his daughter. He sold his daughter. So he makes money for what he sold his daughter. So what are the tushta? How the Gemara wants to learn out Azei v'kiddushin belongs to him, Maisa Yodayim also belongs to him. And the Gemara says, no, kiddushin belongs to him because it was not hard for him. She didn't work on it. So Hashem gives it to him. Maisa Yodayim, she worked hard, Hashem. Kiddushin Hashem gave to him because he's a Bailim. He owns it because he's a Bailim, so he owns it. Maisa Yodayim, he doesn't own her. What do you want to say? But Shifcha, he owns her. Shifcha, from Diri Takilun, Maisa Yodayim. About how we wanted to learn. So, Be'etzim, it's stolen the three drachim that we learned the Sugya. If you learn the Sugya like Rashi, that even if he does the Kiddushin, she could get the money. And the reason that he got the money is Al Chinom Zikohu Akosuv. So, it's not a Kasha. Hashem Stam gave it to him. So if Hashem Stam gave him money Kiddushin, we have a tzad to learn Maisa Yodayim from Kiddushin. Oh, but if you learn like the Ritva, that the reason he gets the money because he's the Bailim, Frekt Rav Kivei Eger, what is the Tzushtel? It's Muchach. Maybe we go to Shlavi. So again, Rav Kivei Eger is Maimi Nekasha. If he gets the money of Kiddushin like the Ritva in the beginning of the Sugya, because Il Mekadosh Shlavi Yushak Lekas because he's the Bailim, how you can learn out to Maisa Yodayim? So Balabatish the Welt answers Rav Kivei Eger's kasha. You write that he's the Bailim, he gets the money. Why Hashem made him a Bailim and the Kiddush? Ari Lemaise, he will take her money, duch them. But we could say better, like we said in the Shir, from Reb Nochem. Taste, the Ritva didn't mean that because he's the owner of the daughter, he gets the money. While he's the one that is doing the Maisa Kiddushin, he needs to get the money. But he doesn't have schusim in the money, so he can't do the Maisa Kiddushin. Listen to Teretz. Rav Kivei Eger understood in the Ritva that the reason Il Mekadosh Kaspo V'Yitish Kol Kaspo, while he's the owner, he gets money. Frekta, so what is the Tzushtal to Maisa Yodayim? The answer is the Ritva didn't say because he's the owner. He said if he's doing the Maisa, the money cannot go to her. You can't divide it. Now what would be, okay, so he was doing the Maisa, but he can't steal her money. So what has to happen? What will have to happen? He can't do the Maisa if he doesn't get the money, but he doesn't deserve to get the money. So what will happen? What? So what you'll do, but he can't do the Maisa if he doesn't get the money. So too bad, so he can't do the Maisa Kiddushin. And if the Torah lets him to do the Maisa Kiddushin, and the Torah doesn't care that he will get the money, so Hashem lets him to get money of his daughter. So let him to get the Maisa Yodayim. Again, Rav Kivei Eger understands that the reason that he gets the money, because he's the ownership, he owns her mechefzeh. He sold his house, he gets money. He sold his avodim, he gets money. He sells his daughters, he gets money. What is the shaykhis to Maisa Yodayim? He sells the issues, he owns issues, so he could sell the issues. Oh, but it's not a raya that the Maisa Yodayim shaloi. The answer is the Ritva never meant if he owns, he gets the money. Vali is the one that is doing the Maisa, the money has to come directly to him. It can't come to her. So what will happen? So no one could do Kiddushin. And if the Torah lets him to do a Maisa Kiddushin, Vais, is the Torah doesn't mind that he will get money. This is the first chelik of the Gemara. Now the Gemara is Mamshich. So, Abba Aminu L'Torchu, Abba Maisa Yodayim D'Kotorchu Bu, Eimed Didohavu. V'i Hashmeinen Maisa Yodeo. Now, if I can write Maisa Yodayim, and I will learn that the Kiddushin is his. He gives it to eat, even though he doesn't have to, but the Metzias, he gives it to eat. So if he will not get the Maisi Yodayim, he will not give it to eat. Frekt Rav Kiva Eiger, and here I want to be reminded, this is the Siyomis of the Sugya. The Gemara really came with an offer in the end of the Sugya, instead of writing Ein Kesef Lo Doing Zeh, just write Maisi Yodayim, and we will figure out that the money belongs to him. Why? If he gets the Maisi Yodayim, for sure he gets the Kiddushin. Lametrachem. The Torah would never write En Kesef Lo Din Zeh, Ve'esh Kesef Lo Din Acher. But the Torah would write only Maisi Yodayim. So how we would figure out that she gets the money, that he gets the money, we'll say if he gets the Maisi Yodayim, he for sure gets the money. No, if he gets the Maisa Yodayim, he for sure gets the money. If he gets the Maisa Yodayim, he for sure has to get the money. Frank Rab Kiveriger, I don't understand. Before we said En Kesef, if he gets the money, he for sure En Kesef Lodinze, he gets the money. Now we're saying don't write En Kesef Lodinze, he will get the money from Maisa Yodayim. Frank Rab Kiveriger, okay, he gets the money. How you know that he's the Mekadesh? This is the kasha of the sugya the whole time. He gets the money, but how you know that he's Mekadesh? So normally we said, if he gets the money, muchach that he's the Mekadesh. It's like, what is the shaykhus? He gets the money, midin maisi yodai. When she works, he gets money. She Mekadesh herself, she makes money, she has to give it to him. Mechateisa that he'll be the Mekadesh. Bishleim in the sugya before we said, Ein Kesef says that he gets the money. If he gets the money, vice tois, that he's the Baalim. So he could be Mekadesh. But if he gets the money, not mitzad that he's the Baalim. If he gets the money, mitzad maisa yodayim. Mechateisa that he could be Mekadesh. Before we saw that the father got the money. So we said, Vaistois is the Bailim. Remember, Rav Kiva Eiger asked the Kasha and Teis and Ksuves, what is the Raya? Maybe he gets the money, midin Maisi Yodayim. So we explained, Maisi Yodayim first goes to her, and then goes to him. Here it goes direct. Oh, but now we say, Fakel, the Torah would never write that in Kiddushin the father gets the money. I will figure it out for Maisi Yodayim. So how he will get the money? Direct to him? No. When she works, she deserves to get money and he has rights. She gets married, she deserves to get money and he has rights in that money. If the money will come midin Maisa Yodayim, you would never know from that the father can be Mekadesher. So how the Gemara wants that we will write Maisa Yodayim, and from Maisa Yodayim we will figure out that the father can be Mekadesher. What is the Raya? What is the Raya? So, lefi all the pshatim is shver. Let me boy lefi the ritvo that the person that gets the money is the bailim. Avada, if he gets it midin bailim, he gets it. But if he gets it midin maisa yodayim, it's no right that he's a bailim. And Rav Kiva Eiger, and the thesis in Ksuras Mevot, the thesis said, how we know that the father is Mekadesh? If he gets the money, he's the bailim. In fact, Rav Kiva Eiger, maybe he gets the money midin maisa yodayim. We explain no, because here the money goes direct to him. And if the kinyan would be done with her, the money would have to go to her, and then the money would go to him. But if the money now goes to him, only like Maisa Yodai. So we left with a kasha at the end of the sugya. From where we know that the father is the Mekadesh. I mean, this is the kasha of the sugya. So when we finish Gimel Amud Beis, in the end of Shir Mein Cheshboines, Vali gets the money, he's the Mekadesh, Nedorim, it's Mamshich, all the droshes that we learned before. But now we say no. The mocker that he will get the money will be Midin Maisi Yodai. Not Midin and Kesef. So be no mocker that the father is a Bailim. If there's no mocker that the father is a Bailim, how we know that he's Mekadesh? No, it's not. What? So the Enoch Nas, so the father can have a Mekadesh, only?
Yes, he could.
But Bektano? Bektano? Well, the Posse didn't say, the Posse said, Maisi Yodai Mezuz. So we don't have a mocker. We don't have a mocker that the father is the Mekadesh. What? What's the Shach?